This is BFBS. BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Danny G meets Rev.
They played Wembley, supported Oasis, and hit the charts many times, almost 20 years together. From the south of Yorkshire, are they rock, electronic, soul, pop? Yes. Welcome to An Hour with Reverend and the Makers.
Now that she's older, as the embers of romance fade to mortgages and lecky bills, being comfortable and that nobody told her that she'd ever reach the stage where her husband bored her or she lied about her age. At least he's got a job for life. Get born, get school, get job, get car, pay tax and find a wife. And on that note, the ain't gonna come too soon if you're not living on the edge. You take up too much room. I could've been a contender. Chops on a man atop in all that great you see, and so he gave up on his black belt and first dan. As near as he got to China was a week in Kambasan. I could have been a contender.
This is Danny G on BFBS, The Forces Station. Welcome to An Hour with Rev. John McClure, frontman of Reverend and the Makers. How you doing?
I'm really well, actually, yeah. I'm excited because I have several relatives and friends who are in the Forces. So I'm hoping that they might catch me and have a little listen, which would be really cool because I don't think they know that I'm going to do it. I've got a cousin in the RAF and I've got a really good pal who's in the Navy, so I'm hoping they're going to get a nice surprise by hearing me on the radio.
Oh, that's really cool. It is a small world.
Yeah, it's funny that, actually, I didn't notice that. Like, a lot of service personnel, they sort of all know each other, and I'm like, how do you know him? Like, you're in totally different branches of the military. How does that work? But, yeah, I think there's a bit of some stuff we don't know, as muggles, we don't know about what goes on, do we?
Yeah. Well, look, let's talk about the latest single. It is so relatable, for starters. I love it.
Yeah, and I have to say, it's the first song I've ever written where I've cried whilst writing it. What's really weird is I've had loads of messages from other people who are like, it's made me cry, and I've never really had that reaction from a song before, so it's kind of a bit crazy for me, really, to have that. It surprised me a lot, like the sort of way it's made people feel. And this is our new single, A Letter to My 21-Year-Old Self.
Trying to
trying to get famous, trying to make a work of art, trying to be the greatest. So you wanna be a music star? Well, you should have known better. Wish I could have wrote letters to my 21-year-old self. You don't wanna do this. You're gonna quit the music biz. Imagining the hubris in reckoning someone cares, but nobody's forthcoming. Any port in a storm, but it's hard for my 21-year-old self to tell you not to let such fees dominate any of your best issues. Take care of your friends and peas. Don't get here with the bags of gear. Nobody knew better. Nobody asked whether it was good for my 21-year-old self. Don't say yes to everything, and don't concern yourself with what anyone thinks. Maybe be kinder to yourself. Wanna do this? You're gonna quit the music biz. Imagining the hubris in reckoning someone cares, but nobody's forthcoming. Any port in a storm, but it's hard for my 21-year-old self. There wasn't a career advice, truly the best and worst of times. One day it'll be behind you, and I bet that you might well find that when it's all better, God only knows whether I'll sing. 21-year-old self, don't say yes to everything, and don't concern yourself with what anyone thinks. Maybe be kinder to yourself and know your worth, know when to leave. Say sorry first, don't let your heart get hard, and trust that you'll prevail, and don't be paralyzed by the fear you'll fail, and don't disguise your feelings behind arrogance. You can have it all, but not all at once. Don't say yes to everything, and don't concern yourself with what anyone thinks. Maybe be kinder to yourself and know your worth, know when to leave. Say sorry first.
A letter to my 21-year-old self from Reverend and the Makers. And we are sat down with John, frontman to the band. It's a great song, John.
The song that you've just played is my life in musical form. But it's funny, there's that great John Lennon quote in there, which is like, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. I did a little art exhibition where I got all these like mad people writing me letters, like I had Spice Girls and Brian Eno and all these politicians writing me letters. And my little lad did one where they're writing to their 21-year-old self, right? And my little lad's five and he wrote this letter. He said, dear Reggie, don't drink too much beer and be a good boy. Love Reggie, age five. So he's wrote to himself in the future, right? Which is just amazing.
Oh, that's brilliant. I mean, you've got to bring that out on his 18th birthday for sure.
Oh, definitely in the sort of wall of shame, you know, and your mum brings some photos out of you and you're like, look, all gangly, what have you.
And look, listening to the album, it is, if you don't mind me saying, it's like you've opened up your diary, which is obviously a very brave thing to do. Talk to me about the cover, because there's an animal that you're holding and I just want to know if they're running wild in Sheffield and I've missed it.
No, they're not. Basically, to cut a very long story short, the album's called Heat Wave in the Cold North. That's the title track. Now, me and the factory in Sheffield, we're the Cold North, right? And the record label are like, you need something to denote the heat wave part of it. She said, listen, what you need is a camel, John. So we got this camel, and he's from the oldest circus company in the UK. And when they obviously banned animals out of the circus, he sort of readapted his business to rent his animals out for stunt, not stunts, but, you know, promo and stuff. So this camel, he's more famous than me by a mile. He's a big superstar, but he was on Channel 4 last week.
I thought they were a little bit smelly and spitty.
They're not very nice, are they, as people? But it was a lovely camel, very friendly. He lives in the Midlands. He's a Brummy camel. And I really did form a bond with him, actually. I love him. We have cardboard cutouts of him. you can like stick your head in there. You know, like when you're at Seaside, stick your head in there. You too can be Coco the Camel.
I thought it was photoshopped. I thought you did that in like a studio and it was just put on to look like you were outside.
I do all my own stunts, me, you know.
Oh, legend.
There's no found happiness. I don't ever wanna move. And if I'm honest, I was glad you'd offer to be with me in the afternoon. I wanna write you an ode to fidelity. Blow smoke rings, we can do whatever you wanna do. I guess I'm loath to resist anything you might choose. Give me a kiss, pass me the wrist, let me assist. I wanna twist the blueberry lemonade.
Just joining us, this is an hour with Rev talking about the new Revan and the Makers album, Heatwave in the Cold North. Rev, if you had to sum up the album in a sound, a facial expression and a sentence, what would it be? Because we're on Zoom, so we can capture your facial expression.
Give me the categories again. A sound, a facial expression and
a... And a sentence. So a sound, facial expression and a sentence. Come on, I'm putting you on the spot.
All right, so the sentence would be modern, soulful grooves from the north. The sound would be something like it.
Ooh.
And the facial expression would be like,
oh yeah, like that's that. A groove nod if ever I've seen one.
There you
love
go.
That's my
deep groove face, yeah. I'm in my dressing gown and I look horrendous.
I'm gonna put you on the spot again if you don't mind. This one's a personal one from me.
Let's go.
My favourite Revan and the Makers track is Bassline. There was never a music video. So putting you on the spot, what would the music video have been?
The music video would have been me headbutting the camera repeatedly in a sort of, like this sort of fashion.
I would watch that.
There you go. Never too late.
I want to say this track got me through college, Rev. We're going to get it on now. If you're in the car, by the way, at the moment, hold on tight. This is Baseline. Revan and the Makers on BFBS, the Forces Station.
On a Monday spend, craving for Friday's highs. All the people want is but Baseline. About is a little bit of bump and grind, but it's effectual each and every time, cause all the people want is a spend, craving for Friday's highs. We just rattle around, stuck up in a 9 till 5. Time spent out of mind, this little wonder why. All the people want is but the baseline. Visions are lost in the short, sweet time till the moment it drops. Caution to the wind, inhibitions are lost in the short, sweet time till the moment it drops. Caution to the wind, inhibitions are lost in the short, sweet time till the moment it drops. Caution to the wind, inhibitions are lost in the short, sweet time till the moment it drops to the baseline.
Crowd always going nuts when you perform that live, jumping in sync to the point where you could feel it through the ground. It's epic. So, Rev, what is the favourite gig you have ever been to? Someone that you've seen and you just thought, holy moly.
I would say my favourite gig when I've watched is Massive Attack at Pilton Party. Oh, sorry, I'm having a bit of work done at my house, and there's a bloke who I know called Winders Bob, who's currently just having a little ratty around here. If you just can just give me 30 seconds,
yeah,
I'm really
no
sorry.
Yeah, no worries, no, all good.
Bob, you all right? Just doing an interview on for me. Don't think I'm being rude, pal, will you? I'll make you a brew when I've done, pal. All right, dude. Sorry, that was Winders Bob, everyone.
We're talking favourite gig, though. Massive Attack. That sounds awesome.
Massive Attack, Pilton Party. Now, my sound man, he says to me, I'm going to tell you a trick now. Now, all your listeners who are listening, remember this. It's going to sound the best right in front of the sound man, because he's the one who's mixing the sound.
Yes!
And everyone obviously crouched at front or hangs at back or goes to side and leans on wall with a pint. Stand in front of the sound man, because it's going to look and sound the best there. If it doesn't sound good there, it ain't going to sound good anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you're sort of eating with a chef. You know what I mean? They're mixing the sound for their own ears. So I went to watch Massive Attack, and oh my word, they were absolutely stunning. I would say it blew my mind. No exaggeration.
Love that. You're listening to BFBS, The Forces Station. I'm Danny G, sat down with Rev, John McClaw, frontman to Revan and the Makers. So we've just done your favourite band you've ever seen live. Who is someone you'd like to collaborate with in future?
There's a guy called Sly Stone who was the lead singer of Sly and the Family Stone, and he's obviously a bit of a music legend and stuff, and he's still alive, and he's like homeless, lives in like a trailer park or somewhere in America, last I heard. And he's a genius, and I'd love him to sort of return, you know, to make like a bit of a comeback. I think it'd be amazing to do something with him, yeah. In modern era, who would I collaborate with? Let me think about this now. I really like Beyonce. I think like me and Beyonce could do a little thing together, couldn't we? Imagine that.
Oh, yeah. I think the music video would probably be your favourite part, right?
I mean, it's a tough gig, but someone would have to do it, right?
So if someone's got to do it, you got to do it, Rev.
Yeah, okay then.
What do you think of like Tom Grennan?
Nice guy, Tom Grennan. I had him on supporting me at a bunch of gigs when no one had ever heard of him. Yeah, and he's obviously gone on to like, work with him in the studio, written songs with him before in the past. And obviously he's gone on to be a bit of a megastar currently. So great to see him smashing it. And all the young girls love him, don't they? He's sort of the heartthrob of the moment, isn't he? I remember a time when that were me, Tom. You know what I mean? So, no, it's good to see. I'm proud of him. He's done really well.
Always fine lines between us. They say nowadays don't mean much. Cross an anchor in the sand. What we did. But my ship says sail, and I'm here to tell that I don't mean like the others and I keep searching, and I can't seem to find what I'm wanting. It's changing all the time, and if you notice a different side of mine.
Original music specials.
Danny G meets Rev.
26,000 days on the earth. 26,000 days on the earth.
Given that which spills out the shore, I send via your mouth. Or is even that too complex a conundrum for you now?
I just, you'll go far. In fact, you should stay there since you are definitely dense as a neutron star. And I know you have 100 ways to torpedo your own credibility. And after all, it's mad that you should hit a target that's so small.
You're listening to An Hour with Rev, frontman of Rev and the Makers, and from their latest album, that was 26,000 Days. So, it's a 10-track album, and in my opinion, you've got the Lighters in the Air track, or the Phones Now, it's not Lighters, is it? One that needs to go in a movie, the one that makes you cry, and the Summer tracks with an awesome groove as well. How long did it take, though, to write and record the album?
Maybe 18 months over a course of on and off. My friend Dan, who is from South Wales, he comes up and like stays in my shed. And then I go down and like keep in his garage. We do some tunes in his garage and we just do it like that. Then obviously there's the recording process when we went to Bath and to London to do all that. So maybe 18 months on and off. And obviously there was an actual heat wave when we were the like recording last year. And we were messing around, pretending to do your job, right? So we're pretending to be DJs on the radio, and he's saying, if you were American, what would you say like on this? Because we thought it sounded a bit Philadelphia, a bit California, like soulful. He's like, what would you say if you were on radio? And we were just messing around. We were like, there's a heat wave in the cold north. And then we're like, oh, that's good, isn't it? So we thought, this is great. That's a great, like, just a great title for something. So the song sort of stemmed from that and subsequently the album.
It's interesting you mention America, because I was listening of the first couple of tracks. I was like, oh, damn, this is soulful. And I hope you don't mind me saying, I got a little bit of like a Charles Bradley vibe.
There is a bit of that. There's definitely a bit of that. I think there's a, like, my mum and dad love soul music, particularly Philly soul, like OGs, Delphonics, Barry White. My dad told me how I consumed to Barry White, which was horrendous. But yeah, Charles Bradley, Curtis Mayfield, Isaac Hayes, Billy Paul. Well, someone said it sounds like if Barry White were like a Scally from Sheffield, and I were like, wow, yeah, all right then. Maybe there's something in my DNA that's like, you know, there's a bit of Barry in there somewhere.
Is there a track from the album that's quite hard to hear back?
There's one about when me and my wife were having a bit of a bad time during COVID, often I was away working, doing recording for other people because we lost his live income, and I was like, where am I going to get money from? And weirdly, all it was awful for lots of people. I ended up going to Berlin and Paris and Ireland and working away, producing and writing for other people. But that period put a real strain on his relationship. And I guess it's me, you know, you have them moments of insecurity where you're like, you don't even love me, do you? You know, one of them ones. Yeah. And I think she does love me and I love her, but it were a bad moment, and we've subsequently repaired it. And I don't think she'd mind me being candid about that. You know, it were a bit tough for a minute, but love is the answer, innit? We got there in the end, so it's all ended up in a nice place.
I tried my best to understand how you can go from acting as if the world's collapsing back again like it was no big deal when you've been all distracted. Am I overreacting? It's just the vibe I get sometimes inside at night. I'm frightened you don't love me. You don't love me. It's just a thought that lingers longer than it should. I could be wrong, but I dream.
It really was. And actually, to be honest, for me, it made me well up actually for a completely different reason, because listening to the lyrics, I could gather what it was about. And for me, it was a different kind of relationship. I lost my mom at the start of the year while I was out in the Middle East. That kind of loss of love, I think, was what got me. And I just...
There's something very interesting in what you're saying, which is the way in which people interpret songs. Once, as a songwriter, you release a song, it's not your song anymore. It's everybody else's song as well. You've shared it. Now they have not a stake in it, but you understand what I mean? They attach something to it that it don't belong to you anymore.
Rev, I've never heard that before. I love that.
When people refuse to play certain songs live, you think, come on, man. Like Tom York, he won't play Creep. And I'm like, Tom, come on, man, play it.
When you were here before, look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep.
Original music specials.
Danny G meets Rev.
We'll be right back. far apart. Mams and prams, 12-week scans. Wish you weren't a story if the also-rans.
He said he loved me, he said he needs me. He said tequila, he thinks I'm special. He didn't love me, he didn't need me. Got off with Keely, she thinks she's special. He said he loved me, he said he needs me. He said tequila, he thinks I'm special. He didn't love me, he didn't need me. Got off with Keely, she thinks she's special.
If you're just joining us, this is an hour with Rev talking about the new Revan and the Makers album, Heatwave in the Cold North. Congratulations on both CD and vinyl, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we even tried to do some cassettes, but we didn't manage that on this occasion. But cassettes are making a comeback, you know.
Yeah, that'd be wicked.
Yeah.
I heard you talk about this on Instagram and the facts blew my mind. What are your thoughts on streaming music versus buying the album?
I think streaming's good for a quick listen to see whether you like something. You know, you used to get them, like, listening booths in record shops. It's a big version of that. It does a special thing for people, music, and we need to support that financially, because if you stream the album every day for 3 years or buy it, I'll still get more money if you buy it, even though you've streamed it every day for 3 years. So we don't make any money out of Spotify. It's a bit of a skank, if I'm honest.
It makes me sick. What is it, like 0.004 or something like that, P, that you get out of every listen?
Yeah, but luckily, I have a bunch of fans who I think are sort of smart, who are probably hardworking people themselves, who think, you know what, you're all right, you, John, and I'm going to support you. I'm going to buy your album. It's only like I bought you a couple of pints, or at London prices, probably half a lager, innit?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And look, you've mentioned a lot of different people in the industry. Is there anyone you've met, though, during your career that you just couldn't keep your cool? You freaked out?
Paul McCartney. Did a gig, and I met him, like, chatted a bit to him. We're like, didn't know what to say to him. So we're like, oh, I know this bloke who you're in a band with called Youth. We were like, oh, we love Youth. And then a bit later, I went to the toilet, and, like, he was there. And I'm like, oh, my word, it's Mac. And I thought, don't look. I'm just looking at Warren. I'm like, I'm having a wee next to a Beatle, man. I can't believe it.
This is BFBS, The Forces Station, an hour with Rev John McClaw, frontman to Reverend and the Makers, talking about the brand new album, Heatwave in the Cold North. John, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. You're really funny, and it's just been so great to have your company. Talking of Coco the Camel, Windows Bob paying you a visit at your house, and how to just keep it real. Really loving the music as well, so thank you. Do you mind, though, before we let you go, can we do some fast-fire questions? Keep you on your toes.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, we'll do some fast-fire questions. I feel like we need countdown music to this, though.
I'll do it for you. Watch this.
Well, we need a prize if we're doing countdown style as well. I'll get you a load of BFBS merch for you to take on the road.
Fantastic. All right, no worries. I'll tell you what I would like. I'd like to go on board a working naval ship. If you need, like, a submarine gig, I'm that guy as well. I'm happy to go on a sub as well. Well, you let me know, right?
You'll have to go down for at least, like, 8 days.
Yeah, that's all right, but I'm happy to play as long as my guitar lasts.
No,
all right,
rapid fire. Yeah,
let's go.
One country you want to perform in?
Mexico. What's that stadium where England played Brazil? The Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. Imagine that, sold out. That's my dream.
One of the much-loved things that people have seen you do is grab your guitar at the end of a gig, go outside, mm-hmm. and perform busking style.
I don't like this thing where musicians have to pretend that they're like supermen or something, or superwomen. It's a silly thing, like, you're just a human, right? So I'm doing this interview in my dressing gown. Why wouldn't I?
If someone was going to buy you a drink after a gig, what should that drink be?
I never wanted to be one of them ale people, but I'll have an IPA if they've got one. If not, I'll just have a Madry.
That's cool. I like that. What is the longest you've been out on the road for?
Oh, like maybe 2 months or something. Which is mind-bending. Andrew Innes from Primal Scream books into a hotel down the road from his family, apparently, in order to have some sort of halfway between tour mania and domesticity.
Well, I mean, it's got to be hard being away from home. Like the military, a lot of them are away from home for quite a long time. Is there like a home comfort you have to take with you out on the road?
We have a sauce from Sheffield called Lenderson's Relish. We might take a bit of that because we have it on everything. Nice on a bag of plain crisps. But it's funny that thing you say about being away a lot in the military, because you have this thing where your kids are really excited to see you and then they like punish you subconsciously for being away. And it's difficult, like, and I think that it's lonely, isn't it? I mean, there's no doubt about it. Although you're with loads of people and you're having a laugh and whatever, and you're going to amazing places and doing important things for people, like, that loneliness and missing people who meet most to you in the world, it's something that I think a lot of musicians have, and certainly military personnel same. You know, I think you're longing for home and stuff. And there's a bit of that in this album. Sense of being away from home is a thing. But anyway, I got really deep when you were just asking me what I'm taking my kit bag. Anderson's really sauce. I put it on a bag of plain crisps and I've checked my bag up.
I love it. But look, if that's what reminds you of home, it reminds you of home.
Yeah, that's the taste of Sheffield, that. Tell you the tang of tamarind.
Rev, thank you so much for joining us on BFBS today. A pleasure. We've got to do it again one day. Do you mind introducing the last song for us, please?
My name is John McClure from Reverend and the Makers. You're listening to The Forces Station, and this is Shine the Light.
Still with the change of
That's Shine the Light on BFBS, the Forces Station, an hour with Rev John McClure, frontman to Reverend and the Makers. An absolute pleasure. And if you go on their Instagram, Reverend_Makers, it's basically just John's personal account. You can see Coco the Camel. You can see him on the front cover of their latest album, Heatwave in the Cold North. And he does a lot of videos. He is great online on social media, talking about buying the album and all future stuff. Also, he's a footy fan. So have your say on there.
BFBS. Yes. Original music specials.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB+ throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.